Praise the Lord. Message 115. The title of the message is a prayer, part 6. Let's open our Bible to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 6, and let us read from verse 1 to verse 9. When word came to Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies, that I had rebuilt the wall and not a gap was left in it, though up to that time I had not set the doors in the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent me this message, "Come, let us meet together in one of the villages on the plain of Ono." But they were scheming to harm me. So I sent messengers to them with this reply, "I am carrying on a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you?" Four times they sent me the same message, and each time I gave them the same answer. Then the fifth time, Sanballat sent his AD to me with the same message, and in his hand was an unsealed letter in which was written, "It is reported among the nations, and Geshem say it is true, that you and the Jews are plotting to rebuild, and therefore you are building the wall. Moreover, according to these reports, you are about to become their king and have even appointed prophets to make this proclamation about you in Jerusalem. There is a king in Judah. Now this report will get back to the king. So come, let us confer together." I send him this reply, "Nothing like that you are saying is happening. You are just making it up out of your head. They were all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands would get too weak for the work and it will not be completed. But I prayed, now strengthen my hands." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, enlighten our mind with your word, and let your word bring sound teaching and encouragement at whatever the purpose of sending your word. Let your purpose, Lord, be prevailed in your lives, in the life of our church, and in the lives of your people. Lord, anoint my lips and arrange it in the way that it should be. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Nehemiah was engaged to do the great work of God in rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem so that to protect the people of God and separate them from the evildoers who were trying to invade their lives and destroy them. And as we have read, when their enemies hear that Nehemiah, or hear what Nehemiah was doing, they were trying to stop him and trying to stop them by making a slur against him and intimidate him with the threats of accusations. They were trying to make a story against him. They told him that you want to make yourself king, and you appoint to prophets, and you want to revolt. They want to make a slaughter against him. That was a cause of discouragement in his life and in the lives of the people of God in Jerusalem. And because of this discouragement, they got a weak feeling, as if they were physically tired. So Nehemiah overcome that through prayer to the Lord. He prayed, "Now strengthen my hands." Not that he was weak because physically he is weak. He was weak, and the people with him, they were weak because they were threatened, they were intimidated, and people, they were making a story against him. What they were hearing caused them to be discouraged, and discouragement gives them the feeling that they are weak. So Nehemiah prayed, "Now strengthen my hands." God answered his prayer and was strengthened, and he and the people who were with him were able to finish the work of God and the task that was entrusted to them in rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem. Sometimes when you are responding to God's call and is willing to do his will and start to separate yourself from the world, and you make a wall to separate yourself from the worldliness and the evil practice of the world, devil will not be happy to find you doing that. Many people, when they start to come to God, they will find more trouble or more threats or more accusation, and devil will tell them, "Be careful, I will trouble you, be careful, see what will happen to you now." That's what they were trying to do to Nehemiah. And devil, he may use people around you to threaten you and try to intimidate you and accuse you in order to stop you. So be careful. You know, even bad news from friends, TV, or from the net, it can be devil way to penetrate your life, to discourage you and give you pain and anxiety in order to stop you from continuing to follow the ways of the Lord. Be aware of devil's scheme who is trying to penetrate your life and destabilize you and discourage you in order to stop you from continue doing and living according to God's will. When you start to rebuild the areas that is weak in your life and start to close the gaps and the foothold that devil can use, devil will intensify his work against you. You make up early in the morning and you are weak. Physically you are not tired, but spiritually you are attacked. Tell him, "Lord, strengthen my hand." And I pray, "Lord, strengthen my hand and strengthen the hands and the bodies of the people who are serving you wholeheartedly with us, or who, wherever they are, strengthen them to continue to do your work in Jesus' name." And I encourage you, my brother, my sisters, you need to avoid the resources that devil may use to enter your life. Avoid your friends, TV. Avoid quarrel or arguments with people. These are all ways that devil can enter and to discourage you. Be clear-minded with God and pray to the Lord to strengthen you, so that you will be able to complete the task entrusted to you by the Lord. Focus on what God had called you to do. Dogs may bark around you. They cannot do anything. God is with you, my brother. God is with you, my sister. God is with you, Church of God. Don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. You are doing a great work of God. Why you should go down? Continue to rebuild. Continue as the Lord to strengthen you. And our prayer is for you to be strengthened to continue to do the task of the Lord. God's word today for us to encourage us to build our faith so that we can finish the task and the race that the Lord had assigned for us as a church to continue. Let us continue the message. The message is to mobilize you forward to do the work of God faithfully. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 9 and let us read verse 35 to verse 39 to the end of the chapter. Verse 35 to 38. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Jesus, with his compassionate heart, as he was moving around through the towns and villages and teaching in their places of worship the word of God and preaching to them the good news of the kingdom and healing those who are sick from their diseases, he was seeing as well and noticing the crowds who does not know God. There are many people around us who does not know God. And as we have the heart of compassion, the same heart of Jesus, we will have the pain as we can see the crowd without God. Jesus had compassion on them because they were harassed and due to the effects of sin in their life and the destructive work of devil in their lives. People who does not know God are harassed with the effect of sin and the work of devil and the bondages and the suffering that bondages and devil bring in their life. The gospel of joy, the gospel of salvation they need. The people that Jesus saw were helpless because they are not receiving their needs. They don't know where to go because no one was telling them the direction and how to get into the right way. The same today. The people who does not know God, they are helpless. What they need is not the material things, but the word of God, the direction. They need to know the way and the right direction and the guidance that the word of God can give them. The word of God mentioned that when Jesus saw those people, described them like sheep without shepherd. The sheep need direction from their shepherd where to go and the right pasture and the correct food to eat. And that's what the people know. People who does not know God, they don't know His direction, they don't know what is their need, they don't know what is the right decision. They don't know what they will spend their money on, how they will spend their time, what they will use, how they can handle what they have received from God. They have good things, but they don't know how to handle it. They are sheep without shepherd, helpless. The people whom Jesus saw, they need someone to teach them and to direct them with God's word. Jesus was seeing them. He was teaching some of them, but the rest whom Jesus is not teaching, they still need workers to be sent by God to teach them the gospel of salvation. That's why the Lord declared to His disciples and declared to us even today, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Much people were around Jesus and beyond His capacity to reach Him. Because Jesus, He is God and He is also man. Being a man, He has a certain capacity. He cannot reach all the people and He needs others to help Him to reach the lost. Jesus was expressing the need, expressing Himself to His disciples, that there is a need for workers to do God's work. Even today there is a need for workers. There is much need for workers to do God's work in reaching the crowd and teaching them the word of God and the way to live. Even the people who go to churches, if they are not taught the word of God, they are sheep without shepherd. They need to be discipled, to be directed, to be taught the word of God so that they will know what to do. There was a need for people raised by the Lord to do the work of God, to reach the lost, and to direct the sheep, and to be a shepherd to them, to help them in their life. That's why the Lord say, He taught His disciples this prayer, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into His harvest field. And that's here today our prayer. Send out workers, Lord, into the harvest field. Send out workers, Lord, into Your harvest field. This is what Jesus pray. And that what He suggested to His apostles, to His disciples, and to us to pray. And that is what is still valid. And what we use today, asking the Lord to send workers. Jesus prayed that prayer and the Lord answered him. And that is what we can read in Matthew chapter 10 verse 1. After the Lord say in Matthew chapter 9 verse 38, he said to his disciples, to His apostles, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into His harvest field. Matthew chapter 10 verse 1, it mentioned He called His 12 disciples to Him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. His prayer was answered by the Lord. And Jesus was mobilized to call His disciples and gave them authority to do the work of God as He was doing in front of them. This prayer of Jesus is still working and God is still answering that prayer by continuing sending workers to the harvest field. What Jesus prayed till now, God is answering by sending workers into the harvest field. And the prayer of Jesus is the prayer that we as a church is adopting and praying day and night. Till this very moment we pray and we will continue to pray till the Lord will come and take us. The prayer of Jesus, send out workers, Lord, to the harvest field. And as we pray this prayer, God will send out workers from among us to the harvest field. And God will use His church to reach new people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will raise up more workers from our disciples as a church, as a worker, those whom we are teaching, those whom we are reaching. The Lord will raise them up as a workers, and He will fill them with the Holy Spirit and will equip them with the spiritual gifts to go forward and to do the work of God, to reach the lost, and to fulfill the great commission of the Lord. The Lord say in Matthew 28 verse 19 and 20, He say, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. As you are burdened with the work of God, let be this our prayer as a worker and as a church. Lord, send out workers into your harvest field. Therefore, set your mind and thought with God and pray according to God's word. And ask Him to strengthen you. Don't be overburdened with the trials and the pressure. Ask the Lord to give you strength right now in the name of Jesus. Receive strength from the Lord. Receive abundance of the Holy Spirit. Lord, refill your workers. Refill your church with the Holy Spirit. And help us, Lord, to finish the work that you trust to us. And Lord, send out workers into our harvest field in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer, O God. Lord, as a church at your feet, kneeling down, praying for your mercy on us. Lord, strengthen us. Send out, Lord, workers from among us. Fill them. Those who are not yet involved, fill them with the Holy Spirit and send them forward to do the work. O God of yours, Lord, I pray for all the congregations of the church to be strengthened with the Holy Spirit and to be spread the message forward. O God, Lord, you say, I will neither leave you nor forsake you. You say and you promise, I'll be with you to the very end of the age. Lord, let this prayer of yours be fulfilled in the life of your church. There'll be more expansion, more spread of the message. Let your message, O God, be rapidly spread and honored. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.